Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Kevin Zeitler met with the media following joint practice with the Commanders.
Always great for someone to come in and get some work with. Have a lot of respect for them. Obviously a very talented group. Very tough to go against, but I think it's only going to make us better in the long run. We learned a lot, and now we have to use it and get better.
Kevin, I saw you talking about this before the end of the 11th. Were you just kind of a peacekeeper and kind of keeping that level?
Oh, no, I was just asking what he was thinking on that, the play right beforehand. You know, I thought they were trying to set something up, and I was just, you know, curious if I read it right.
Kevin, you have a good competition going on at the other guard spot. I mean, what has stood out to you about Salah and
I'll say this, both very talented guys. You know, Salah coming in as a rookie, being able to move the way he does, the way he's picking things up, the way he plays, you know, it's impressive for a guy that young, you know, to be able to do that. And then John, you know, coming in, keeping a cool head. You know, he's big, he's strong, he can do anything we ask of him, and he keeps getting better every day. So I think, you know, no matter who ends up in that spot, I think we're going to win in the long run.
You play for a lot of different coordinators, a lot of different systems. What stands out to you about
I'd say it's very fast. You know, I think he wants to make everything efficient, fast, clean, you know, so we, you know, just one play, two play, three play, you know, however that goes. Like, you know, he's just trying to make it very efficient so, you know, we can do what we do.
Kevin, how important is it for the guy, the starters who aren't really playing much preseason, to kind of scratch that competitive itch against another team?
It's always good, you know, to, you know, get after it, you know. Honestly, we treated these last 2 days as game days. You know, that's how we approached it as an O-line. And, you know, I think we worked on the communication part. It felt like a game while we were out there. And, you know, it's good for us. They're just super, super good, super strong, and super big. You know, you don't see guys like that every day, let alone, you know, the entire front built up of guys like that. So, you know, you can't ask for better work than that. You know, I think just more so than anything, it's confidence. You know, he knows football. Now that he's been in the league a year, I mean, he's just taking everything, his knowledge, his command of the line to the next level. And I'm pretty glad he's on our team. I think it's just getting better, you know. Like you said, like two of the, you know, outlier best players in this league, you know, being together, I think that just allows, you know, for magic to happen.
Yeah, you guys were against a really strong front when you referenced that. It looked like you guys were setting a really good pocket with passing downs today. How much confidence is that giving you aggressive?
I mean, I think, you know, anytime you go against good competition and, you know, you battle and do all right, you know, I think it, you know, sets you up for the future. But I'm sure, you know, even though if we feel all right about it, you know, we're going to watch film, we're all going to be banging our heads on our desk, like, all right, we got to get better. You know, we still have some time, you know, before the season starts. So we have to use every minute we can.
Yeah. You come from a lot of other organizations, of course. And talk a little bit about the coaching staff and avoidance of holding penalties. Obviously, Simpson came here with a big problem with that. And so I'm avoid a couple outside the frameworks in this first game. Talk a little bit about that.
You know, I think it's just, you know, we work technique every day. We work about finishing, you know, trying to be in good position. And, you know, we have refs here all the time. So, you know, they're going to call it if, you know, it happens during practice. So we know what the refs are thinking and how, like, you know, we can be sneaky and get away with it or, better yet, you know, not do it. Yeah, absolutely. Anytime Lamar, you know, makes any sort of change or call, you know, we know he's about to do something magical. So, pretty excited when he does it.
About, you know, like the offense, when Todd was at Georgia, it was like kind of hard to classify what they did because they did so much. You think, you know, how is offense at the bullpen? Do you get the sense that it's going to be very, very varied and multiple?
I think so. I mean, I think, you know, we have, you know, a lot of really cool, unique personnel all around the ball, so I feel like we're able to do anything and everything. So it's just on us, you know, being able to show them, you know, we can master it all and get it done.
Kevin, when you talk about the speed and efficiency, how does that affect the offensive line?
I know more so than anything. I feel like it. You know, when things are going well, you know, it breeds energy. You know, makes us want to do it more and more and keep going. And you know, it's on us to get in shape and get it done.
You think you're in better shape now, cardiovascularly, this year because of how things were maybe last year?
You know, I think I always stay in shape, but you know, it doesn't hurt. You know, running tempo and doing all that good stuff all the time. Cool. Awesome.